MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I think the energy to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so I don't deny
you. Oh, by the way, I'm not gonna quit ragging on Vacaville. Doesn't vaca mean cow in Spanish? Vaca, cow. That's right. Cowtown. Vacaville, man. That just became a suburb of the Bay Area. Everything between Sacramento and became a bedroom community of the Bay Area because of real estate prices up there. What a joke. Okay. I want to talk about the NFL. Wait, is there any Marine news I need to talk about today? Headlines. Let's see. We might not do it this week. We'll probably do it next week. The shrinking infantry squad. Why the Corps wants to fight with fewer Marines. Let me just tell you what the Marine Corps did. Okay? I'll cut to the chase on this deal. Three-man squads. Who does that make sense to? Okay, nobody. Okay, so you have a total of nine. Okay, you have nine three-man, I'm sorry. You have a total of nine three-man, you have three-person fire teams. Okay. I'm not gonna say three person, okay? I'm not doing that. The Marine Corps infantry is 99.9% male, okay? So what does that make it? Male, guys. Okay, so if you're a girl there, okay, we're not changing the word because we're 99.9% male instead of 100. Sorry, I'm not doing that. Okay? Don't be offended though. Okay? So anyway, we know you're there, and we're glad you're there, okay? Keep doing it. Takes guts to do what you're doing. Good luck, though. Don't break your body for the rest of your life, okay? And my fear is that's what's going to happen to a lot of women that do this. Their bodies aren't configured for it. Some are unicorns and will be able to do it. A lot will be damaged permanently. So be careful. Anyway, having said that, here's what the Marine Corps did. So you have three-man fire teams, okay? So three times three, plus a headquarters element of three, for a total of 12. Okay, what you really wanted was you wanted three more Marines. You wanted three four-man fire teams, okay? which is what we have now, plus a headquarters element for a total of 15. Okay? So what did the Marine Corps do? The Marine Corps said, okay, that's what we really want. But we need to expand our cyber capability. We need to expand other capabilities. And so the way we're going to buy that is we're going to create three-man fire teams. That's how the Marine Corps bought it. They bought it out of Hyde. Knowing that with a flick of a switch, all right, boys and girls, we're now going to the four-man fire team. And it only costs them about 1,000 Marines. Okay? So at some point, the end strength of the Marine Corps will get bumped. My prediction is you'll see 3 4-man fire teams, and the squad will be 15. That's how that happened. Boom. Anyway. Okay. Marine Corps doesn't want to fight with smaller groups. That's crazy. That's what the headline. The shrinking infantry squad. Why the Corps wants to fight with fewer Marines. They don't. Fewer is not better. More is better. Okay? They did it because they had to expand the Marine Corps into different things that we need as they recast the Marine Corps. Okay? That's how that shit's working. The Marine Corps moved tanks from secret caves in Norway to Finland. Here's why. Another headline. Marine awarded Silver Star for Vietnam heroics a half a century later. We're gonna have to go ahead and get this devil dog on the program. Okay? So that's in the news. The Israelis are flying the F-35 in combat now. Stand by, something about to explode. All right, so those are the stories in Marine Corps Times. So I just want to make sure that you don't miss any major headlines. Is this today's early bird? Number one story. This is amazing. The U.S. is running out of bombs and may soon struggle to make more. Right. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 second. Two, the F-35 just made its combat debut, chronicling the Israeli use of the F-35. Number three, Congress reviewing sale of precision munition to the Saudis and the UAE. The Trump administration, working to increase exports of U.S.-made weapons, has asked the U.S. Congress to review the sale of more than 1,200 precision-guided munitions to allies Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, sources say. Okay. Four, big concern with that is that our technology falls into the hands of somebody else. Not that they don't already have it, but how do they protect our technology? Four, new Pentagon rules limit some cell phone use. About time. The Army has worried about small drones. Now Homeland Security is worried too. All right. Nice going. There's some interesting articles in the rest of the early bird. Special Operation Command's next 5-year plan will transform the force. Yeah, how about that? Classes in at Kubayashi High School at Camp Foster in Okinawa were canceled after threats of a potential active shooter, according to posts on the DOD Education website on Facebook. Article in Navy Times, Fitzgerald CO's attorneys torch Navy brass for the handling of the case. Yeah, stand by for that. If they decide to burn it down, it'll be really, really, really interesting. The Navy's newest aircraft carrier forced back into port, the Gerald R. Ford, forced back into port for adjustment before it can get back underway to complete what has been expected to be a long testing period. Yeah, retired Marine fighter pilot. Yeah, fighter. You know we love our fighter pilots. Retired Marine fighter pilot wins Democratic congressional primary in Kentucky. That's right, she did. This just in from the Associated Press. NFL owners approved policy allowing players to stay in the locker room for the national anthem, but they must stand if on the field. Hear, hear. Okay? Hear, hear. Watch the shit show that surrounds this thing. And let me tell you, this is not about patriotism. It's about money and their product. All right. I just want to review the commentary and analysis section. One story, save the Tomahawk. Right? Story about the Tomahawk missile, blah, 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 being replaced. Number two, from the Heritage Foundation, conservative think tank, U.S.-North Korea summit still likely to go forward. Here are the dangers and the opportunities. Okay. Three, from a website called War on the Rocks, doing more with less, how to optimize U.S. counterterrorism. And number four, the national interest, my favorite theme right now, how Austria and Germany need to rethink their national security strategies. Germany, freeloaders. All right, I'm not going there. Yeah, Germany, straight up freeloaders. Hey, Mac, yes, vaca equals cow. However, it could be much worse. We are not Los Banos. That is true. Los Banos is the bathrooms. The bathrooms. Yeah, go figure. I'm not making this stuff up. It's the truth. Okay, so that just in a good transition for talking about the NFL. So yesterday, well, I'm standing in line at the DMV for 6 hours. Okay. This is awesome. The NFL. I read that the NFL is considering, one of the proposals is making it a 15-yard penalty to kneel down for the national anthem. Oh, my God. And I'm like, are they trying to be ridiculed? Is that what they want? Do they want to be ridiculed? Because this is like some stupid shit. You know, somebody kneels down, oh, 15 yards. You got to be kidding me. The dumbest stuff I've ever heard. All right, so this is ESPN. All right. Here's the report. Oh, hold on. It helps when you unmute it, right? I'm savvy. That's how I know these kind of things.
Okay, so this is mind-boggling to me. They just cannot see the forest for the trees. They continue to fuel the flames that come from a lot of the fan base that has completely convoluted what the original message was in the first place. Somehow, and by the way, if you're wondering what... Google Sterling Brown today, because there's a video that's coming out later today with Milwaukee Bucks Sterling Brown that's the exact reason why these guys feel the way they feel and have every right to feel the way they feel. And now you're going to once again...
Okay, nobody questions they have the right to feel the way they feel, okay? What the NFL is dealing with is people like me and my friends who won't watch their product anymore. The NFL is covered wall to wall. I don't know her name. I'll give you her name in a second. But they have every opportunity with this incredible marketing machine they have to have a social impact and to make statements. They don't need to do it, right? And the message has consistently been, find a better way than being disrespectful to the flag that I fought for. Okay? And if you don't, then we'll continue to turn it off, and we'll continue to tell other people to turn it off. So you got it right. Go ahead. We got the memo. She didn't get the memo. She doesn't get it.
But the onus on the players, and like Jalen said, make them be responsible for a penalty for the entire team, because you don't want to open your minds. You don't want to listen. You want to pretend like you're having meetings and we're giving money to these causes and we're really here for you guys. We care. You don't care. And what you could do is get...
So you get to... You're allowed to hijack my business for your own political statement. That's what she wants. She's an idiot.
Get out in front of it and make the fans understand why this continues to happen instead of turning it into a protest of the flag, of the troops, of this country. It's never been about any of those things. But they want to continue to just fan those flames. Fan the flames so the fans continue to talk out of their hineys and we are still here. I love this. Good. Do this and have all teams kneel. Because what are you going to do? Just keep giving penalties back and forth, back and forth? This is going to be a great start to football game. Okay, so this...
She is an idiot. NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that requires players to stand if they're on the field during the performance, but gives them the option to remain in the locker room if they prefer. It was announced on Wednesday. The new policy subjects teams to a fine if a player or any other team personnel do not show appropriate respect for the anthem. That includes any attempt to sit or kneel, as dozens of players have done during the past two seasons. Those teams will also have the option to fine any team personnel, including players, for the infraction. This season, all league and team personnel shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement. Personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room until after the anthem has been performed. Quote, we believe today's decision will keep our focus on the game and the extraordinary athletes who play it and our fans who enjoy it. And nothing that the NFL has done has been good. $90 million they gave for social activism in a partnership with their players. That's not good enough. That's just, according to her, it's just bullshit eyewash. Right? Find a better way. Nobody's saying that these problems don't exist. But find a better way to use your marketing power than to insult the flag. Because although you may not get it, you may not be offended. Oh, well, that's not their intent. Well, let me tell you, I'm offended by it. So, there you have it. There you have it. So, good luck to the NFL. All right, and let me just tell you one of the things I think. I think that this rescues different players that have got themselves in this conundrum, because what they find themselves in is that they don't kneel now. What are you, a sellout? Oh, you sold out to the, because the man was going to put his foot up your ass? And now it gives them an out saying, hey, look, I'm not going to harm my team. I'm not going to. And again, the NFL, I mean, if their players want to be active, they should have a vehicle for it. Why not? It's a free country. It's just the wrong vehicle. Cause people like me didn't watch and won't watch. So, Let me, so the NFL, I wanted to talk about today because I thought it was just watching that whole throwing a flag thing was just the stupidest thing. You know, here's the question is, why isn't anybody in the NBA? Why didn't the NBA do that? It is 90, what percentage is the NBA black? Why aren't those players, are they less socially conscious? Why aren't they doing it? These athletes can have all the attention that they want. And so do you see a lot of news about guys going into communities and holding forum? No, I haven't seen very much. I've seen a few people doing it. But the vast majority of players, they don't care. They're living their lives. They're wealthy Americans. Wealthy, successful Americans. They may help out a little bit when they can, but they've got their own lives to live. The few players that want to be social activists, right? They're out there doing their thing. They're out there doing their thing. And this policy, right, might give Colin Kaepernick another shot to play. Because now it's just a policy. Hey, Colin. And Colin Kaepernick can say, hey, look, what am I going to do? I'm just saying I'm not going to protest. They go out there and protest? Yeah, I'm not going to do that to my team, to my organization. It gives him an out. So, anyway. I want to talk about the school board, that meeting that I went to for a few minutes. And then I've got a few emails I need to get to. And then, let me do the emails, and I'll talk about the school board. Ohio man sent me this. Air Force training jet crashes in Mississippi. Status of pilots unclear. An Air Force T-38 Talon supersonic jet trainer crashed outside Columbus Air Force Base in Mississippi Wednesday morning. Status of the two pilots is unknown at this time, according to Fox News. Updated report, pilots ejected safely. The two pilots have been transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Local law enforcement and first responders were on the scene. All right, so that ends well. How much for this fund? I can't wait to hear how much you pay for this privilege to pay all your taxes. Yeah. Listen to this. I don't want anybody to drive off the road, so pay attention to what you're doing. I owed my registration, and then I had, and unbeknownst to me, I had like those easy pass things on the freeway. I owed $300 for tickets that I didn't pay. Yeah. So I stood in line for 6 hours to pay $677 to register my truck. Yeah, how about that? That's a great country. And you know what? After standing in 6 hours, I didn't even care. Like, yeah, I'm okay with it. Where do I pay? Get me out of here. Did not even, you know, bother me that much. Because of the painful time that I spent at the DMV. But yeah. But I didn't even care. $677. Yeah, no problem. You want me to punch my pin in right now? No problem. Ridiculous. You know, there's another story that I'm looking at here. This is in the Washington Post. NFL owners approve team-by-team national anthem policy will allow players to remain in the locker room. It's from the Washington Post. NFL owners approved a new national anthem policy Wednesday that gives individual teams the authority to set their own anthem-related rules and permits players to remain in the locker room during the playing of the anthem, according to a person familiar with deliberations. The new policy eliminates the current requirement from the league's game operations manual for a player to be on the field for the playing of the national anthem, allowing a player to remain in the locker room. Teams would then have the ability to set their own policy for players who choose to take the field for the anthem, including the ability to discipline a player for any protests during the anthem. Teams would not have the ability to force players to take the field for the anthem, however. So, it could be different. There could be teams that decide, yeah, the teams won't be on the field for the national anthem. Yeah. Not having it. Rather than, you know, I guess what would be the rationale behind that? We just don't want to deal with it. Just going to eliminate it. And then you're also not going to put certain players that wouldn't come out for the national anthem. You're not going to put them and have that be a story as well. So you eliminate the story altogether. You just say, yeah, it's an ownership decision. The NFL trying to get away from it. Good luck to them. To me, what they ought to do is why they couldn't sit down with the players and the players who've been kneeling down and say, look, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to create a media event? They've got the NFL Network. They can create a channel, right? They can create programming. What do you want from us? How can we put something in place that remedies this, that starts to take action so that you can stop your protest? You can see what it's doing to our business, can't you? We'll find a way to have your voice heard, okay? Can you stop impacting our business? What will it take? I don't get why they couldn't work together and get that done. Board meeting. So after the board meeting I went to, the school district meeting I went to, I stayed afterwards because having been elected, the path of a meeting is you show up, there's announcements made, and you have an agenda. Now, most city councils will discuss certain agenda items. So what you do is you have the agenda, and then you go around and say, members are queried in something like this. Who wants items pulled from the current agenda? And if nobody says anything, then somebody makes a motion, I move that we pass all items on tonight's agenda. I second it. All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed. Silence. Boom. It passes. Okay. But when you want to debate an issue, you say 4.1, 3, 6.2. Those are the items that you pull and you discuss those. So they did that. So, and I thought it was interesting. I haven't been to a meeting in a while like that. And I've always found it interesting the way organizations work. My former brother-in-law is the head of curriculum. Got a chance. He was there. So got a chance to watch him in action professionally. So that was interesting. Some students got up and spoke about the pressures of being a student and how they would like the calendar year changed, the student year, the academic calendar changed to line up so that, finals could happen before Christmas. So they went up to stress over Christmas about finals. Also how the testing of seniors comes into play when you're having to study for not only your own finals, but also begin to prepare for taking the ACT. I guess it would be juniors and things like that. It was really interesting because it's all under the guise now of mental health, decreasing stress for students. We are raising pussies. Here's an email from David speaking of this topic. You mentioned Vietnam vets believe many current vets from the war in Iraq and Afghanistan are pussies. Okay, I use that word. Let me tell you what they said. What they said is they couldn't do what we did. The email goes on. Hey, didn't World War II vets think along the same lines that the Vietnam War vets were also pussies? They did. Shit. He wrote shut, but I know he meant shit. Shit, World War I vets probably said the same about World War II vets. I don't know. World War II vets pretty much, I mean, they were like the vets. They fought the war. They fought a big war around the world, and they won. I mean, it was a good war. You know, everybody in, everybody pulling in the same direction, a big win, right? Big parades, come home, GI Bill, go back to college. I don't know that the World War II got into the World War I guys. What could they get into the World War II guys about? Hell, I think it's a common theme, as I believe athletes are not as tough as I was 27 years ago. Be well, Onion Man. You know, there's probably some truth to that. Probably some truth to that. I will say this, though. The guys who were saying this fought in fighting that we haven't seen since 1968, 69, 67, 68, 69. We haven't done that kind of fighting since then. So, and what they're looking at is, you guys fought an insurgent, first of all, the thing in Desert Storm. I mean, come on, they didn't even fight. They fought for minutes, yes, and then it was over. Then you guys slaughtered them. Okay, that's really not our experience. The march up, that was kind of like Desert Storm. They didn't fight. Fought for a few minutes, and then they gave up. Was there any pitched battles? Not really. I mean, there was skirmishing, and then they quit. And they're right about that. And then what was it? You had an insurgency going on, which would be the equivalent of what we did with the Viet Cong. So, yeah, we get that. But you have yet to face an enemy like we faced. The North Vietnamese Army that will close with you, that will rocket you, mortar you, counterattack you, and that's really good, and that really wants to fight and kill you. And they're right about that. They're right about that. And so they didn't use the word pussies. They said, and they reluctantly said this. He said, you know, it's like what they're complaining about. I mean, good God. What we went through in Northern I Corps was not even anything close to this experience. So it's just kind of, I think it's kind of, I always think that stuff is interesting. You know, and again, but it is, when I hear it, I hear, you know, I hear that age old lament. Oh, here you go. Here's an old guy. Here's an old guy. Nobody's as tough as they are. Blah, 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 blah. That's right. Are you that guy now, Mac? I think I am. I think I am. I'll straight up admit it. I think that I am. I'm that guy. Okay, hold on. Here's Roger Goodell. Hold on. Let me put Steve Winwood on hold.
Think you bought a great deal on a new car, but did they tell you you have to finance it with them? And the car you actually want costs more. Don't forget about those extra costs at Norman and Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat.
Norman and Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Seattle. Yeah, Memorial Day savings. Get a Bighorn crew cab truck 4x4 for $17,000. Right, advertising on ESPN. All right, Roger Goodell.
From our standpoint, this is a great opportunity to continue that partnership with our players and keep the focus.
I think he's a clown, to be honest with you.
On the progress and the programs that we think are so important in the communities. We're proud of that support, and we think that that's how changes.
Yeah, and we spent $90 million on it.
Really going to be made. Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful to the national anthem. We want people to stand. that's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe. We've been very sensitive in making sure that we give players choices, but we do believe that that moment is an important moment and one that we are going to focus on. From our standpoint, this is a great
Wow. There you have it, the NFL. All right, now wait for the other shoe to drop, okay? Wait for the other shoe to drop. Oh, my God. All right. Thanks for listening today. My thanks, in order of appearance, to Ken Rogers for coming on, Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps, and at one point, I think he was a corporal, because he called me later and told me that. Hey, I was a corporal at one point. I said, you need to hold the rank longer than 2 weeks before you got busted, and he started laughing. My thanks to Ken for coming on. My thanks to Duffy White, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired, for coming on. And that kind of went around the kaleidoscope. What do you do for Memorial Day? And then for Ronnie Reyes, Gold Star son of Lance Corporal Ronnie Reyes, United States Marine Corps Delta Company 19 killed in action on 30 March 1968 outside of Quezon. All of them came on to talk about Memorial Day. Here's some conclusions. One, raise your kids not to say Happy Memorial Day. Teach your kids a very, very simple way to understand it. Okay? If you can't remember when Memorial Day is or when Labor Day is, there's a very easy way. Memorial Day starts with an M and happens in May. Okay, say that again with me. Memorial Day starts with an M and happens in May. Any idiot can remember that. Labor Day? I'll make something up for that when we get there, okay? Okay, so now we put an end to that. And for those of us who live with Memorial Day every day of the year, you don't need a weekend for it. However, you do have a responsibility to educate others and ask them, hey, over the course of this long weekend, at some point, take your grandkids aside or your kids aside and explain to them what the weekend was about. And that the men and women that have died for this country are owed something, and what you owe them, what we owe them, is our service in our community. You don't got to join the military. You don't got to join the Peace Corps. You don't have to do anything crazy. Serve in your community. Go to a school board meeting. Pick up trash when they pick up trash. Volunteer at Special Olympics. Right? Special Olympics, you'll have more fun than the athletes do. Volunteering. It's a hoot. Give back. That's why this country is what it is, because people do that. You need to be a part of it. All right. Having said that, this program, as it does, will repeat itself momentarily. And I would encourage you, if you live in a place where you can make an appointment at a DMV, I would encourage you to do that. Or just send in your registration on time. You could do that too. I failed to do that. Hold on. NFL Players Association. This is awesome. The NFL Players Association said, we have not been consulted on this policy. Film at 11. Anyway, have a great day. Omri Radio continues here right now. We'll see you tomorrow. On a Wednesday. Out.